It is time to bring in Pat Pagano, and he is the man of the day because I love looking at his forecast this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, because it's milder, right?
Yeah, it's this morning it's 35, but still, you know, when you go out there and it's 20 and 21 degrees and there's heavy ice, so you're still 15 degrees warmer. But what I really liked is when I looked at the temperature for tomorrow morning, it's going to be somewhere around 50. And the days are going to be nice, and it looks like Veterans Day also is going to be a fairly decent day.
Decent, yep. I mean, there'll be more clouds, but at least it won't rain, so that's good. And then, of course, it'll really get chilly again over the weekend, no doubt about that. So, sunshine today, mid-60s, then it clouds up tonight. I mean, it could be a sprinkle. And the clouds keep the temperature from dropping too much, so near 50. Sunny after some early clouds Wednesday, 65 to 70. And then a front goes by, 55 to 60, partly sunny for Veterans Day, Thursday. Friday, a new front comes in with showers or periods of rain and a high 60. We still have a couple of showers around Saturday, some sun, brisk. The highs on Saturday will probably be no higher than 50. And Sunday, we'll probably stay in the 40s. So we're back to the chilly weather. Look at it this way. It can always be worse at this time of the year, and it's not. At least we have the milding trend ahead of the next cool down. I've noticed that in parts of Alaska, temperatures this morning and tomorrow morning will range between 5 and 10 below zero.
I've got a friend in radio who operates an NPR station in McGrath. They fly their mail in, and they fly their food in with those big, huge aircraft once a week. And he sent pictures already. Last week, they already had 6 to 8 inches of snow on the ground, and he sent a post yesterday about exactly what you said, the temperatures in the single digits. And they have a very short summer up there, very, very short summer.
Yeah, and when cold air builds in Alaska, it makes its way into the United States within 10 to 14 days.
It's moderated, but still, it always finds us one way or the other.
Right, exactly. So I'm pretty sure that by the time we get to Thanksgiving, it's going to be pretty cold.
Well, I just I don't want to hear the words polar vortex anymore.
I'm tired of hearing that.
I'm just tired. Just say it's going to be bitter cold. You know what I mean? Bitter cold.
I agree.
When you hear
found a new term and they're going to play with it.
I know, but when you hear polar vortex, it almost sounds dangerous. It makes it sound, I guess, more exciting. And yeah, you're right. It raises ratings. People, polar vortex. Let me read about this. But anyways, I'm looking forward to this week. I really am. My knees this morning are just sinking because it was a lot easier. And I bet you tomorrow morning I can probably run to my car. No, I can't run.
Well, I don't think you should do that. Yeah.
No, I should.
No,
I can't. I would when that tree fell down outside my house a month ago. And I smelled the electrical, fire smoke. And I said to myself, okay, on crutches with bad knees, how am I going to get my cats, the dog, and myself out of here all at once? And, that's the first thing that crossed my mind.
Yeah.
All right, so I don't know. But no, I'm much better. And looks like we're going to schedule the second knee for sometime after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So my first knee is better. I mean, it's like the pain is way, way down. Every once in a while, if I twist the wrong way or move the wrong way, I get pain. But people who have knee replacement surgery have the same problem. You're not totally pain-free, but the pain's way down. And so we've got it. Now the other side is really, I mean, I've got such water buildup and such. The other side we just have to do. And I think once we do the other side, within a month after that, I'll have a much better understanding of how things are going to go into the winter, into the springtime. But
that isn't that going to coincide or come close to Christmas if you do it after Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but you know what? It's you're All that happens is I'm going to use crutches, okay? The great thing about trying this is there's no 2 or 3 week stay in rehab. There's, you know, you don't have to take a ton of painkillers. And if this works, I'll avoid all of that. I'll avoid all of that. And if it means I'm on crutches for a couple of months, I'll take that and see what happens. So you know, I'd much rather try it this way. And if for some reason it doesn't work, well, then I always have that other option. But I'd like, you know, let's see what happens here. I'm confident. I'm not supremely confident, but I am confident anyway.
Okay, that's good. That's all you need. Yeah. That's all you need. And there's an old saying, nothing beats a failure but a try.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, and we'll see what happens. You know, my brother got both his knees done at the same time. He's doing okay. He's a year older than I am, but still, he was much better shape than I am. Much better. He was an athlete, and so you know, and he can do the rigorous things that require you when you're recovering from. I'm not an athlete. I'm just a lump of radio announcer.
Okay.
You know, and I recuperate much different than somebody who's had an athletic background. But anyway, so your teeth are coming up this weekend, right? This Friday, right?
Friday, yeah. Yep. I don't think it's going to be nearly as what's the word?
Severe.
Extensive as an extensive, not expensive. Both the uppers, because with the uppers, if you recall, they had to extract every tooth and put in, I think it was 6 implants. So, and that was all done at once. This is not, there will be no implants put in here. And it's really two and all the 3 teeth are in the back, 2 of which were root canaled and didn't go anywhere. And the other one just has to come out. And then they have to do bone grafting. But from what I've been told with so many people, that everybody's had bone grafting. They said that's really literally nothing to worry about at all. So it should be, you know, and I'm getting anesthesia, so I don't think it's going to be too bad considering what I went through over a year ago.
All these ads that are popping up on Facebook, I don't know if you've seen them, for these dentures that clip on.
Right.
And they're like $399, but you have to have a lot of bad teeth, okay? And they clip over the bad teeth, and supposedly these people, they say you can eat with them and everything. I doubt it, because you know what? Cheap dentures, if you eat anything with dentures that's really sticky, like let's say a peanut butter sandwich, it's
they're
tough.
Coming right out.
Yeah. So, but a lot of people are buying these things, and that's the whole thing. When you see these ads on Facebook, people just jump on them and buy these things, and they're sorely disappointed. So, I'd much rather do it the right way, like your grant.
That's what I figured, you know. Yeah. And he told me, the surgeon told me, he said, you'll have 4 months to decide what you want to do as far as replacing those teeth. He said, because with the bone grafting, he said, you will need 3 to 4 months for all of that to heal.
To heal, yep, that's right.
So I don't have to make a decision. But in the meantime, I will go back to my dentist and see what she is going to suggest. I know what she's going to suggest. She's going to, you know, go right back to implants, but we'll see about that.
All right. Well, Pat, thanks for the good weather for the good part of this week, and we'll check with you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, Marshall. Take care.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.